wasn't feeling good. They're spreading dirty rumors all around the neighborhood. They say you're mean and evil and don't know what to do. That's the reason that he's gone and left you black and blue. What you gonna do now? They say he's left you all alone to weather this old storm. He's got another woman now hanging on his arm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That old fool's telling everybody he's sick and tired of you. Hey, Lordy, Lordy, Mama, what you gonna do? Hey, yeah. Tell me what you gonna do. Say he left a fuss and fight and bring a good man down and don't know how to treat him when he takes you on the town. They say you ain't behind him and just don't understand and think that you're a woman but acting like a man. Hey, Lordy, Mama, what you gonna do now? Get your nerves together, baby, and set the record straight. Set it straight. Let the whole round world know it wasn't you that caused this bit of fate. All these years you loved him, and he knows it's true. 'Cause what you want for your man is what he's wanting to. Hey, yeah. What you gonna do?
Assault her, let thy tenderness soothe her affliction. A look from thee of pity and love shall alleviate her grief or instigate her pain and be more avail than 10 physicians. Consider the tenderness of her sex, the delicacy of her frame, and be not severe to her weaknesses, but remember thine own imperfections.
Do I move you? Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. That pleases me. Oh.
Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Pleases me. When I touch you, do you quiver from your head down to your liver?
Not her inclinations without cause. She is the partner of thy cares. Make her also the companion in thy pleasures.
Love me, she do. Let me fly away with you. For my love is like the wind, and wild as a wind.
She is the partner of thy cares. Make her also the companion in thy pleasures.
You touch me. I hear the sound. Kiss my life begins. You spring to me, all things to me. Your life itself,
like a leaf, like a leaf that clings to a tree.
Clings to a tree.
darling, cling to me. For we're creatures of the wind, and wild is the wind. You touch me, I hear the sound of violins. You kiss me, and with your kiss my world begins. You're a spring to me, all things to me. Darling, your life itself.
Relaxed and, you know, feeling comfortable, I'll do like a scan of the body. I can take my hand, I don't even have to touch them. I can just scan from the top of their head all the way down to their feet, and I can pick up on the energy where the pain is and where any discomfort might be. And I basically just place my hand there on the spot, and, you know, they're generally amazed, like, how did you know that, you know?
Okay.
And it's just something that
intuitive.
Yes, it's intuitive, most definitely. And so I go right to that area, I begin to work on it, and, you know, sometimes I don't even touch that area again until I'm finished with the treatment, and they're like, you know, how in the world are you going to help this when you're working on something else? Well, that's because, you know, I look at the root cause.
Okay,
I always
go
to the root cause of the pain, and the pain in your knee doesn't necessarily have to come from your knee. It can be coming from your low back because you got a misalignment of your spine, and then the spine is, you know, that is causing a nerve to be impinged. And if that nerve is impinged and it's going down the front or back of your leg, and then you're actually feeling it in your knee, all I go do is go to the source, relieve the source of the pain, and then the pain will go away in the knee.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
As opposed to just treating the pain, right, with the pain pill.
Exactly.
That would make a lot of sense. Let me ask you, are you always working with couples? Because I notice you say we, they. Are you always working with couples or?
No, I'm not. Generally, I'm working individually. What I'm doing this coming weekend is primarily for couples, and that's just because we're moving closer and closer to Valentine's Day.
Oh, so what are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
It's called the Art of Touch. It's the Art of Touch intro experience, and it's going to be taking place at the Rock House Fitness Spa. I don't know if you've been there before.
Say that again, and where is it going to be at?
The Rock House Fitness Spa.
Okay.
And that's located at 3402 Piedmont Road, and that's right in Buckhead. And, you know, I'm new to the Atlanta area. I've only been here for 2 months now.
Wow.
So when I got here, you know, one of my really close friends, she's like, you know, how can I make your experience here in Atlanta a really good one? And I told her, I gave her an idea of what I was looking for. And she's like, I think I know what you're looking for. So she took me down to Buckhead to this spa that was just for women. And it's designed to basically be a sanctuary for women, allowing them to be fit, get healthy. It has, you know, everything a woman would need, from a hair salon to a spa, you know, for, you know, your massage therapy. It has your nail techs. It's got everything there. And then on the lower level, it has all of the state-of-the-art fitness equipment so that you can get that body in shape.
And that body's clean with water.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
But when I find this sensibility of heart, join with softness of manners, an accomplished mind, with a form agreeable to thy fancy, take her home to thy house. She is worthy to be thy friend, thy companion in life, the wife of thy bosom. Oh, cherish her as a blessing sent thee from heaven. Let the kindness of thy behavior endear thee to her heart. She is the mistress of thy house. Treat her therefore with respect, that thy servants may obey her. Oppose not her inclination without cause. She is the partner of thy cares. Make her also the companion of thy pleasures. Reprove her faults and gentleness. Accept not her obedience. Trust thy secrets in her breasts. Her counsels are sincere. Thou shalt not be deceived. Be faithful to her bed, for she is the mother of thy children. When pain and sickness assault her, let thy tenderness soothe her affliction. A look from thee of pity and love shall alleviate her grief, or instigate her pain, and be more avail than 10 physicians. Consider the tenderness of her sex, the delicacy of her frame, and be not severe to her weaknesses, but remember thine own imperfections. These are the duties of a husband. Give ear, fair daughter of love, to the instructions of prudence, and let the precepts of truth sink deep in thy heart. So shall the charms of thy mind add luster to the elegance of thy form, and the beauty, like the rose it resembleth, shall retain its sweetness when its bloom is withered. In the spring of thy youth, in the morning of thy days, when the eyes of men gaze on thee with delight, and nature whispereth in thine ear the meaning of their looks, hear with caution their seducing words. Guard well thy heart, nor listen to their soft persuasions. Remember thou art man's reasonable companion, not the slave of his passion.
You fancy her?
The
you
end
fancy
of thy being
her?
Is not
you
merely to gratify
her?
His loose desire,
her?
But to assist him in the toils of life, to soothe his heart with thy tenderness, and recompense his care with soft endearments. Keep thy hearts pure with love, and thy bodies clean with water. Who is she that winneth the heart of man, that subdueth him to love, and reigneth in his breasts? Lo, yonder she walk in maiden sweetness, with innocence in her mind, and modesty on
and,
her cheek.
And, you know, it has a lounge, a beautiful spa lounge. It's got an all-natural cafe with juices and everything, even down to its own organic wine.
I see.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I decided that that's where I would like to do most of my work. And so I worked with the management team there, and they allowed me to put together this wonderful Art of Touch workshop for couples.
For couples, so men are able to come.
Yes, on the upper level for this event. Okay. And, you know, any type of events, yes, but, you know, they can't go down into the fitness area where the women work out and stuff. And that's done by design because, you know, a lot of women have shown concern about going to some of the other fitness centers where, you know, it's co-ed because they believe that, you know, they're, you know, trying to get their squats on or something. And then they've got the guys kind of just standing back watching them instead of them working out. They're, you know, watching the women and just kind of gawking at them.
It's interesting. It's interesting that you said that because I was at a spa once, you know, a 24-hour spa, really nice spa. And when we were in one of the co-ed rooms of the spa, there were a few gentlemen in there, and I believe this was maybe the first time they had been there. And their reason for being there, it's because the old ways of, let's say, seeking out a mate was not working for them and boring and tired. And they thought this was a great place to to seek out a mate, even though I don't think they were looking for long-term mates. So yeah, so it's something. Sometimes you need that sanctuary so you can be focused. I believe I want to go into this direction with this. I want to continue with the idea of working with couples, because I think that's very important. I believe that if you're in a relationship, you can be healthy, but if that other person is not healthy, or if just the exchange within the relationship is not healthy, I think it affects you individually to your health.
She fashioned their manners from the examples of her own goodness. The words of her mouth is the law of their youth. The motion of her eye commanded their obedience. She speaketh, and the servants fly. She pointeth, and the thing is done. For the law of love is in their hearts, and her kindness added wings to their feet. In prosperity, she is not puffed up. In adversity, she healed the wounds of fortune with patience. The troubles of her husband are alleviated by her counsels and sweetened by her endearments. He putteth his heart in her bosom and receiveth comfort. Happy is the man that has made her his wife. Happy the child that calls her mother. These are the duties of a wife. Morris American style, you heard? Love Morris American style.
So I think it's important for, if one, for not just one person, but for a couple to work together in terms of healing or nurturing themselves, yeah, and in their health and their well-being. Yes, if you have one toxic, or if the relationship is toxic, I personally believe that it affects you, your health-wise. And I do know that my own personal experience, when I am in that really wonderful place with another person and we're having really good exchange, my health improves. It just improves. And I mean, without me doing something in particular to make it improve, just the energy from the relationship, when it is extremely healthy and exciting, it's healing to me. Like if I'm overweight, I just start to lose weight. You know, if I've been feeling tired, I'm feel energized all of a sudden. If I felt stuck before, I feel so unstuck, so, you know, forward with everything. So talk to me about that. Have you noticed that? Is that something you deal with constantly?
Yes, that is definitely true, because you know what? I told you that, you know, I'm studying integrative nutrition, and one of the key focuses of that program is that you have primary and secondary foods. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your relationships are part of your primary foods. You know, some people would think that the food that you place in your mouth would be primary, but that's in fact secondary, because, you know, they said that a man can't live by bread alone.
Thank goodness.
You know, that is so true, because you
who would want to look? Who would want to live by bread alone? I'm from New Orleans. I got to put seasoning on everything, but go ahead.
But even before that seasoning, if you have a good relationship that is feeding you, that is feeding your heart, your mind, your spirit, then guess what? You can actually go for a couple of days without some food that you're putting in your mouth, because that relationship is feeding you to that extent. And that's what we're talking about. When kids are growing up and you know, you're the parent and you're asking them to come in from outside where they're playing and that kind of stuff. They're having a good time, they're friends and that type of thing. They're like, hey, Ma, I can eat later. You know, I'm having a good time. Mm-hmm. They want to play all day and all night. And the same thing with adults. If we're involved in something that we're engaged in and that we have a passion for, we can go all day without eating anything, because we're just floating on a cloud, enjoying life. And so that's the same thing in our relationships. If we have healthy, loving, nurturing relationships, then you're right. You can lose weight. You can you can cut back on a lot of things, because, in fact, what's happening is a lot of people are obese or out of shape because they are out of those loving, nurturing relationships.
Wow.
So they are trying to fill the void with food.
Oh, hold that thought. Hold that thought. I want to say this. You are listening to WRFG Atlanta, 89.3 FM, Night Watch Expressions with Akhenaten Salambe. Nefertari, in particular, sitting in for Akhenaten.
Damn, excuse me, while I get this cotton out of my mouth. Yeah, this piece is called Love. Millennium definition. Love is risky, like betting a house. Logic, fuck logic. Love is spiritual. It begins where intellect ends. Stop using terms you don't understand, like soulmate, soul's mating. It's not possession, it's sharing. It's not conditional, it's bountiful. It's not stressful, it's invigorating. Love is shelter from the elements, not exposure to the elements. You following me yet? Love is the highest aspect of existence. It's impossible for pure love to produce jealousy, envy, and all that harms. That's only that neurotic, dependent condition erroneously called being in love.
Turn the fire down a little bit more.
I can see the full moon rising. Ain't it surprising? Beautiful brown eyes looking back at me over the horizon, like twin chocolate pies. Took a grip of those handlebars called hips, went down under like dips. Miss Pearl's tongue was flickering like flips. I held firm, no slips. Rode those waves like moored ships. 'Cause ain't nothing more beautiful.
Ooh, that looking good.
Than an Asiatic woman.
Ooh, that looking good.
Posted, posted, posted. Like the Sphinx. Like the Sphinx. Yeah, I was on those cherry wheats. They assisted me in achieving such feats. Seven skeets. You know I had the roof swung on beats. Dug deep in the earth like cleats. The only time I dine on meats. Took a swim through the stargate. Wasn't no hesitation and no debate. Dig it like I did this crate. Utilizing the holy breath as our souls begin to mate. Only a more red, no hate. 'Cause ain't nothing more beautiful.
Ooh, that looking good.
Than an Asiatic woman.
Ooh, that looking good.
Posted, posted, posted. Like the Sphinx. Like the Sphinx. Fat rats with them plastic tracks, but the game just changed. Zubiak is entertainment, plotting the heights of this rap shit, correction of this music shit, like True Maroons. Long live Paul Mardis. We'll be right back.
thanks so much for tuning in. And we are speaking with Versandra. Did I say that correctly? Versandra.
You said it perfectly.
Okay, I'm from New Orleans, so sometimes I'm challenged speaking. You know, we have a different language down there. So I'm not going to say Versandra. I'm going to say Versandra. Kenny Brew. Versandra, yeah. Kenny Brew International. She has an event coming up this weekend, The Art of Touch. And this is geared for couples.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about that, where we were going with the nutrition in terms of being in a healthy whole relationship, how that can improve your health.
Yes, yes. It is such an amazing thing. And so when you are adding the art of touch into that relationship, it is just unreal what can happen when the two are exchanging. You talked about that exchange a little bit earlier, and it's just amazing what that exchange can turn into. And we're not even talking about the three-letter word, you know, because it's not just about that. We're talking about intimacy here. And intimacy, when you think about, you know, there's a very popular pastor, T.D. Jakes, that talks about intimacy, and he says, when he looks at that, he says, into me see, you know.
For exactly, a person, exactly.
Your mate
exactly.
To see into you, you know, that is true intimacy. And that can take place without having sex, you know. And that's one of the things I talk about in this workshop because, you know, anybody, I mean, dogs have sex, animals, I mean, anybody can, you know, go through the motions. But the intimacy part is something that's totally different. And what we're doing in the art of touch, the person that is the giver becomes the artist. The person that is receiving, it becomes the canvas. Your hands become the paintbrushes. And then the massage oil that you're using becomes the paint. And what you're doing is creating a work of art with your hands. And we're talking about becoming touch artists together. And
that's
we take
something.
Turns.
That's something.
You know
that's,
what I'm saying?
That I know exactly what you're saying. That is just... How that it's like you pulled that out of my head. I didn't read a book. I did not have a session with you or no one told me, but that's the way I saw it from when I was very, very young. I mean, it's just that's the way I saw it. That's the way I see it now. Yes, yes.
Exactly. Yes, and we want to become touch artists. We want to become better touch artists because even if we have some basic skills, you know, there's nothing like enhancing those skills and taking them to the next level. And that's what I can do in a session with a group. I help the group, each individual, reach inside themselves, inside their inner artist. And
their
then
inner
we come
artist.
Up with, yes.
I love that. I love that. The inner artist.
Yes.
So yeah, you help them to reach
amazing creative masterpieces.
Oppose not her inclinations without cause. She is the partner of thy cares. Make her also the companion in thy pleasures. Star looks, porn star skills. I can light that ass up, or I can give you goosebumps and chills. Sensual as a femi, rugged as a stud. I can work the middle like a jackhammer. I can give you Indian tantra love.
Chicken love. Chicken love.
Wifey.
I'll be your chicken love.
Erotic conversationalist. clitoral masturbationist. I can give you that intimate pillow talk. I make you blush when I cuss, skin you with my cock. Smooth as a lovemaker, cold as a heartbreaker. I can be your big daddy beating on your back door. I can be your orchestrator of a menage a trois.
Gigolo,
wifey, I'll be your gigolo.
Chick, 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 gigolo.
Cool runnings, aura stunning.
Bing.
I can hang you out to dry, not letting you off the hook. I can be so tender, should leave you shook. Hetero as an arrow, royal as a pharaoh. I can be that discreet freak chic. Husbandry, baby. Husbandry. Yeah, Lieutenant the Truth, baby. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
catapult you through the stargates to connect with the Most High. I ain't talking about it, y'all. I'm talking about experience. How many of y'all? When that thing get good, y'all call God, y'all call Jesus, y'all call whatever spirit y'all know it. Because you be connected.
Another part of this practice is making sure that you schedule it in if you have to. You know, it means putting it on the appointment book and saying, hey, we have a special time together, and you're carving this time out and saying that nothing else would come in and get in this space. This place and this time is designated for us. And sometimes we have to do that because, you know, we get so involved with all of the things that are going on around us, and then we fail to nurture our relationships that are so important to us, you know. So that is a part of the class as well. So, and another thing that I do, I really love this, is, you know, I call it, I don't know what I call it, it's kind of a dance. But after the couples come together and they actually touch hands, I have one to be designated as the leader, and the other one is the follower. And the person that's leading, they're actually moving their hands around in different movements and motions. And then the other person has to stay connected but follow them without breaking the connection. And so this is just with their hands. And they can reach up, they can reach down to the ground, but they're staying connected, and they're just, you know, figure eights and all kinds of different things that they're doing with their hands, but they're being mirrored by the other person. And, you know, when you do that with your eyes closed, it's just, oh, my God, it's such an amazing experience.
Sort of like that song, Piano in the Dark, huh?
Yes!
The number 9 is the number of woman.
Woman is the mother.
Hence, feminine, feminine.
Woman is the mother.
They say a cat has 9 lives. A putty tat, that is. The bank is called a kitty, where the masculine deposits his family jewels. Floating on cloud 9. To get there, he usually had to travel the whole 9 yards. Then, 9 months later, baby emerges from 360-degree cocoon called womb. 3 and 6 equals 9.
body, yeah, move that body.
Do you like the way I'm moving?
Call on the elements when you move that body.
Do you like the way I'm moving?
Move that body, yeah, move that body.
Time to let it all hang out.
Call on the elements when you move that body.
Why you break it down?
Everybody in the goddess in your earthly form. This python with such charm.
Ha ha ha, yeah.
And it's spread wide like crops on a farm.
Let it all out, let it all out.
Move that body, yeah, move that body.
Do you like the way I'm moving?
Summon up the elements, you move that body.
Do you like the way I'm moving?
Move that body, yeah, move that body.
Time to let it all hang out.
Summon up the elements, you move that body.
What would bring it down?
Franklin, start getting the spirit, spirit in the dark. Did you share that website?
Yes, my website is versandrakennybrewintl.com, and I'm going to repeat that for your listeners.
Okay.
That is VersandraKennyBrewintl.com.
So Versandra Kenny Brew International.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, you can always Google me. If you can't remember the long domain name, you can just Google Versandra, and it'll
Versandra,
pop up with me,
because
there's no one else out there with, well, there's one. There, I found there was a young lady, I think she just graduated from college, that her name was Versandra. But I've been looking for all of these years, and, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody my age or anything because, you know, anyway,
let's keep it moving. Versandra, you have a number? Do you have a number if someone
yes,
want to find out more about the event?
Okay. Yes, it's 313-473-7155. Again, that's 313-473-7155.
Okay, if they didn't get that number, they can always call me later tonight, and I will be able to give it to them. I'm going to ask you, what kind of response do you get from the couples? I mean, like, not when you're actually with them in the session, but let's say a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever later. Are you getting any feedback from them?
Oh, yes. I've actually been doing this since 2003, the class. I created a instructional DVD, and so now it's an online training program. So I get lots of couples that respond, and one in particular that really jumps out at me, because there was a couple that came to a class one day, and I think it was their pastor of their church that, you know, asked them to come. It was a part of their couples ministry retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came, and they had attitude, mad, you know, wouldn't even touch each other, you know, just, you know, you can
angry.
Tell there was a lot of friction. Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is, angry, anger.
And it was such an ugly thing, but I knew that something was going to transition during that period of time that we were together, and it surely did. And afterwards, it was just immediately afterwards, you could see that they had gotten so close they couldn't even be separated. If you wanted them to, you couldn't get them separated. They were just all up under each other. And then I got a letter in the mail later that, you know, describing that experience and how, you know, just amazed. They were actually on a verge of separation. And they could not see how that relationship was going to stay together because the anger between the two was it was just so much. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the cause of it was, but something about that class and them coming together and spending this time exploring one another's body and that type of thing just really brought them back together, because I had them to go back to when they first got together. Because there's something special about when couples fall in love. And so I always remind them to go back to that place, because I don't care if it's been 5 years or 20 years or 50 years. If you can get back to when you first fell in love and those things that made you fall in love, those special things about your partner that really drew you to them and made you feel like they were the one. Mm-hmm. When you can get back to that, then, hey, all the rest of the stuff you can push to the side, because there's something about that magical moment.
So
they were able to just reignite their relationship just through this experience. And now they're happy, and, you know, I'm hoping they're still happy, but they were definitely happy at the time that they sent me the letter.
Okay. Wow. Yes. So, yeah, it's very important.
Grateful.
Yeah, it's very important to remember the energy in the beginning. And one thing I know is that usually in the beginning, you work very, very hard to get that relationship established. Then somewhere along the line, sometimes people drop off that attentiveness that they originally had to that their partner. And I think it's very important to keep the attention going, to keep giving them special attention, as if you don't really have them secure yet and you're trying to secure that relationship. You need to have that attitude the whole time. Work hard for the love. People say work hard for the money. Work hard for the love.
Yes, most definitely. That is so much more important than the money, because you know what? Without that love, then you don't even want to get up out the bed to make the money.
Yeah. Well, I think relationships should be about building. Building, coming together, creating, co-creating, not just children, but children is a good thing to do, I think. You know, if you're in a loving relationship, I'm definitely pro-children. But should be about building. I know somewhere in the Bible, I think they refer to a wife or a husband as a helpmate. A helpmate.
Trust thy secrets in her breasts. Her counsels are sincere. Thou shalt not be deceived. Be faithful to her bed, for she is the mother of thy children. When pain and sickness assault her, let thy tenderness soothe her affliction. A look from thee of pity and love shall alleviate her grief, or instigate her pain, and be more avail than 10 physicians. Consider the tenderness of her sex, the delicacy of her frame, and be not severe to her weaknesses, but remember thine own imperfections. These are the duties of a husband. Give ear, fair daughter of love, to the instructions of prudence, and let the precepts of truth sink deep in thy heart. So shall the charms of thy mind add luster to the elegance of thy form, and the beauty, like the rose resembling, shall retain its sweetness when its bloom is withered. In the spring of thy youth, in the morning of thy days, when the eyes of men gaze on thee with delight, and nature whispereth in thine ear the meaning of their looks, hear with caution their seducing words. Guard well thy heart, nor listen to their soft persuasions. Remember, thou art man's reasonable companion, not the slave of his passion.
So it's really not about the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about helping.
Yes.
Helping
yes.
each other. Helping each
yes.
other. Yeah. Yeah, that's important.
She fashioned their manners from the examples of her own goodness. The words of her mouth is the law of their youth. The motion of her eye commanded their obedience. She speaketh, and the servants fly. She pointeth, and the thing is done. For the law of love is in their hearts, and her kindness added wings to their feet. In prosperity, she is not puffed up. In adversity, she healed the wounds of fortune with patience. The troubles of her husband are alleviated by her counsels and sweetened by her endearments. He putteth his heart in her bosom and receiveth comfort. Happy is the man that has made her his wife. Happy the child that calls her mother. These are the duties of a wife. Morris American style, you heard? Love Morris American style. Key 20.
Oh,
no, this is something that we generally just do in a session. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-hour-long session. Mm-hmm. And in that session, you will get the tools that's necessary so that you can create your own work of art. And then once you're done, then you're going to be a touch artist, and you'll be able to be even more creative. You'll mm-hmm. be able to add various, you know, components to your session. I always bring a couple of little extra tools and stuff for those people who are looking to be more creative. Mm-hmm. You know, bring the feather dusters and the powdered honey dust and that type of thing. You know, you can always add to
Kama
the
session. Sutra.
Yes.
I'm checking you
know all about that.
Kama Sutra.
Yes. Yeah, and there's a lot of things you can add to it to, you know, just to be more and more creative. But like I said, there is an online training program, so there are videos and everything that come with the online training program. So, you know, that's the wonderful thing about modern technology. Mm-hmm. With that, you can basically just bring your training right there into the bedroom with you.
Yes.
You know, if you have
or the living room or the kitchen.
Yeah,
I personally like to start in the kitchen. I'm going to tell you.
Hey,
to cook. I like to cook. You know,
mm-hmm.
the aromas, mm-hmm. the appetite, you know,
mm-hmm.
you the sustenance, you're mm-hmm. getting it going, and yeah.
Yes, yes.
See me?
See me?
I come with that spiritual sexuality, not that barbarity, savagery, and bestiality. The Asiatic, scientific, Washita Moore. Enters her crib and scrub the walls, ceiling, back room, and the floor. Sexual magician like the Druids. Sisters who consume dead carcasses secrete ill fluids. My body is a conductor of the divine, intoxicating like wine, like rock I shine. Interacting with the feminine beyond space and time. Come here to me, Senorita Sapphire, the object of my holistic desire. So comfortable have you made our home. A peck on your neck tastes just like a honeycomb. Stylings of the new moon daughter laced with amber perfume. Transformed our crib into an extension of your womb. That triple stage darkness out of which they say came alive. The ancients call you the great mother Kundala. The throne upon which this king sits is your lap. To the beats of the boom bap.
Our loins give each other dap. Every time I'm baptized in your waters, am I born again? So in harmony all we folks say we look like kin.
Senorita Sapphire, fire and desire, I'm electrified like a wire
as I remove your attire.
Senorita Sapphire, fire and desire, I'm electrified like a wire
as I remove your attire. Senorita Sapphire, allow my air to feed your fire. You draw life out of me with your whirlpool. It is only by your permission that I rule. I seek your perspectives like an oracle, a beautifully nappy crown cascade from your follicle. From the carved wood do we partake of the dosha. Some nights we visit ethereal regions and sip ambrosia. It's so geometric in how we do our thing. Together we embody Sudiakis, yin and yang. With every stroke of my pen, I express gratitude, for you respect my solitude and allow me latitude.
Senorita Sapphire, fire and desire, I'm electrified like a wire
as I remove your attire.
Senorita Sapphire, fire and desire, I'm electrified like a wire
as I remove your attire. Legs both like parentheses, the more navigated all her seas. Basement if you please, interpret this feeling. Her garments and raiments, I was a healing, sexual healing. The maroon invoked Oshun, her tuning I unraveled. Traveled over her mountains, her geysers erupted like fountains. Explored her valleys, the natural forces I rallied to complete this excavation of her earth. With the proper reverence, the proper deference, I exhibited it with no hesitance. In a trance, doing a rain dance to feel her morning dew. We flew to Point's Peak, and as I bathed in her creek, sleek and unique, as I visually and physically critiqued her physique, I was meek and humble. Her earth began to rumble and quake, and I did simultaneously shake until the Richter scale couldn't measure. And I deposited in her vault my fire and jewels, my treasure.
Senorita Sapphire, fire and desire, I'm electrified like a wire
as I remove your attire.
Senorita Sapphire, fire and desire, I'm electrified like a wire
as I remove your attire. Lutita Roughneck, poet, the goddess worshiper, my queen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everybody can have their own recipe for love, huh?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a gentleman, Gary Chapman, that teaches the five love languages. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but one of those love languages is touch. And he talks about, you know, your creativity. Once you know mm-hmm. your partner's love language, then it's, you know, you're only limited to your imagination and what you can create, you know.
Now, that's, and you that said something. You said something, because in the beginning when people are dating or courting, if mm-hmm. they still do that these days, mm-hmm. dating or courting, they're actually getting to know each other.
Yes.
And I know my most successful relationships are the ones in which I have a notepad and a pen. And every time mm-hmm. I talk to them, like on the phone or something, I'm taking notes of what mm-hmm. they say they like or don't like or how they react to certain things. And I'm mm-hmm. keeping that in mind down the line. And usually for me, that usually makes for a successful, pleasant journey.
Yes.
You know, when I'm, I can be mindful. I know they like that. So this is what we want to bring more of. I know they don't like that. So this is what we want to do less of, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, paying attention. So again, one more time, holistic health conductor. You say love and life is a symphony. You need it. We need conductors sometimes.
Arrangers
and conductors. So tell me about the event once more. It's called The Art of Touch, and it's happening this weekend.
Yes, it actually starts tomorrow, and it goes through Saturday at the Rock House Fitness Spa, and that's located at 3402 Piedmont Road. And the times is from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. each day. And that is for brides and valentines and couples and singles, anybody who wants to learn more about the art of touch. And if you happen to come as a single, then that just means you might have to be my demo person, or, you know, if there's another single that you can partner up with. But we'll make sure that everyone has the opportunity to participate, and we want to make sure that all persons that come on these 4 days that we're going to be doing this, that you will leave as a touch artist.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I want to just show up just in case someone comes there single and need a partner. And I'm going to have my pen and pad in hand.
Oh, my goodness.
I need a healing.
Yes, no, that's right.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm going to, I want you to hold on. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to go out on a limb. This is Night Watch. The opinions expressed here do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the board of directors, the staff, the volunteers. We may have some language or ideas or thoughts that may be strong for some listeners. So use your discretion. I have music coming up, and we're going to see if we can deal with this a little more. Hold on for me, please. And thanks for tuning in to WRFG Atlanta Night Watch Expressions with Nefertari sitting in for Akhenaten.
Star looks, porn star skills. I can light that ass up, or I can give you goosebumps and chills. Sensual as a lesbian, rugged as a stud. I can work the middle like a jackhammer. I can give you Indian tantra love.
Chigolo, chig 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 chigolo.
Erotic conversationist, clitoral masturbationist. I can provide that intimate pillow talk. I can make you blush the way I cuss, skeeting you with my cock. Sweet as a lovemaker, cold as a heartbreaker. I can be that big daddy beating on your back door. I can be your orchestrator and conductor of a menage a foe. All
right, now you're about to reverse.
Gentleman thug, affectionate hug. I can break you off, not letting you off the hook. I can be so tender, it'll leave you shook. Hetero as an arrow, royal as a pharaoh. I can be your genie in a bottle. I can take the lead, pumping it full throttle.
Gigolo, chick, 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 chick,
chick, gigolo. Cool runnings, aura stunning. I can be that discreet freak chic. I can provide that lip seal that'll make you squeal. Cool as a cucumber, hot as lava. I can bring unidentified freaky objects into the mix. I can provide caramel and chocolate on your cookie like a Twix, if you wish.
Chigolo, chick, 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 chick,
freaky entrepreneur. I can warm your blood like Monticello Merlot, 1998. I can widen your boundaries, puffing on an orange and purple conglomerate. Light as a feather, heavy as lead or better. I can be that comfort zone for you to give that sexual beast expression. I can be that fantasy made reality in just one lutee session.
Chigalo.
Peace.